Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and here we are at the end of the week. And all week long, we've been talking about a fundamental question from St. Paul from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. First of all, he said, test your faith. Take a look. Get serious. Take some time and really ask yourself the question, is my faith maturing? Where is my faith at? And what role does my faith play in my life? And he poses a central question. It kind of challenges them, and I can feel the passion in his heart, having read the rest of his letters and how often he prays for God to help us understand the amazing gift that we've each been given. Those who are baptized into Christ and who've come to live in him and dwell in him, have the Holy Spirit dwell in us. He said, do you realize that Jesus Christ dwells in you? He knows that's the decisive question in terms of how are you going to experience your life on this earth in Christ? If you come to the place where you do realize it, or that truth is realized in you, right? It's a fact that if you're baptized into Christ, that he's made his home in you. You've become a temple of the living God. And the apostles used other terms and other ways of expressing it as well. They said, you know, the beloved disciple John said, we are God's children now. We've beheld his glory, and by his power, he's made us his children. And they were amazed. And at the center of the life of the apostles, they were, friends, they were totally thrilled, fascinated, amazed at what God the Father, through Jesus, had accomplished for them on the cross and in the resurrection of Jesus. That God restored to humanity in Christ the dignity of sonship and what it means to be a child of God. It's amazing. It is truly amazing. And it's the only source. And here's what Paul was concerned about. He knew that if those who said yes to Jesus, if they didn't live in that truth and follow the grace of the Holy Spirit, taking them ever deeper into their identity in Christ, Paul said, you know, the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, right? Paul said, my whole life is Christ. To me, life means Christ. Well, that's not just a special thing for Paul or a special thing that happened to Paul or that he decided for. That's Christianity. To me, life means Christ because there's nothing like Christ. Everything in this world, as wonderful it is nothing compared to the treasure of knowing Christ Jesus the Lord. And it's a true treasure that if we actually pursue it, receive it, hunger, thirst, chew on it, welcome it, walk in it, be obedient to the Holy Spirit who wants to teach us, give the Holy Spirit time as we pray every day to say, Holy Spirit, help me understand this treasure. Help me understand what it means that I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. What can I expect? These promises, Jesus, that you make about leading us to the fullness of life, to pleasures forevermore, to fullness of joy, the stuff that I've seen in the saints, how do I get it? How does this happen, Lord? It's actually simple, friends. It's not easy because there's a lot in us that wants to pursue other things. Even something as simple as we just want to pursue more distractions and keep ourselves busy. We don't want silence. We don't want to set apart time every day where we just go after God or let the Lord come after us and gaze on God and live in him and dwell in him and chew on his word. The word is inspired. The Bible is inspired by God, by his Holy Spirit. And it's that word, as it was for the early church and the saints throughout history, this word is what informs us through the help of the Holy Spirit about who we are. As we read this word, God speaks, and when God speaks, things change. So Paul is praying and understanding that the gift of the Holy Spirit has made it possible for Christ to dwell in us. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, St. Paul talks about the impact of living in the truth of what Jesus has done for us and laying hold of it through the help and the wisdom and the power of the Holy Spirit, who gives us a whole new lens and optic to look at reality and to look at our own lives. This is chapter 2, 1 Corinthians verse 6. He said, yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it's not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, you know, this age, the present world that we're living in. At that time, he's talking about the rulers, those even who crucified Christ. He said, the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom, which God decreed before the ages for our glorification. What's the secret and hidden wisdom? It's Christ. It's Jesus Christ come in the flesh. It's Jesus Christ bringing the kingdom of God to us. It's Jesus Christ breaking the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil that are over us. And it's Jesus going to the cross of Calvary and destroying the satanic powers that dominated human life and took away the guilt and the shame of sin and the power and the sting of death. It's Jesus Christ risen from the dead and in his person glorifying human flesh and uniting it to God as it was meant to be from the beginning. It's Jesus Christ at the right hand of the Father ascended to the place right there on the throne, and one of us now rules the cosmos, and the one through whom and for whom it was all made has ordered it all now back to God where it belongs. And that each one of us are caught up in this amazing story, this reality. He said, none of the rulers of this age understand this. That's those rulers who resisted Jesus and the rulers of the present age, who, you know, the masters of the universe of our time, the rulers of our time, who insist that God doesn't exist and insist on creating a world apart from God and just refuse to acknowledge the reality that the cosmos and this world and life was created by God and for God, and it belongs to Jesus Christ and it exists for Jesus Christ. Those same rulers, he said, if they would in his time, he said, if those rulers in the time of Christ would have known, Paul said, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man even conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. Do you know? This question relates directly to Paul's question. Paul's question was, do you realize that Christ dwells in you? Here he's saying, do you know what God has prepared for you? Do you? Everything he's prepared for you comes to you in Christ through the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, present in you. And he goes on to say, verse 10, God has revealed to us through the Spirit this fundamental reality. How do human beings come to see this storyline of God? By yielding to the help of the Holy Spirit, who brings the words of Jesus and the words of the apostles and the whole scripture and the teaching of the church brings it alive. And it's not just a dead letter, words on a page. It brings us into a reality, a relationship with God, with the risen one. For what person knows a man's thoughts except the spirit of the man, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Why have you been given this relationship with Christ? Why does he dwell in you now through the Holy Spirit? So that you can comprehend the mind of God. You can learn the thoughts of God. You can learn God. You can come to understand who God is. And you can learn what he thinks about you. This is what will change you. All the struggles we have, the depression, the discouragement, the despair, self-rejection, hatred, pride, lust, envy, all the things Jesus described that exist in the human heart, all that stuff, and to the degree that we're yielded to it, is part of the storyline that Jesus came to change. Yes, you live in a battle with these things in your life. You live in a church that's wounded and obviously broken and filled with sin. You live in a world that is, without doubt, a good which God created, but it's a mess. That's part of the story of your life. But friends, there's a higher story. There's a greater storyline that is the fundamental truth of your life that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you. And the church and its mission, hopefully, if it's living it and fulfilling it, is manifesting it to you and helping you come into it. And you are empowered as you learn it, as you grow in it, as he's talking here, as you come into the place where you're comprehending the thoughts of God. Maybe you're listening and say, I don't know any of that experience in my life. Well, guess what? That's your inheritance. Well, the devil wants to say, no, not you. It's for people who haven't been that aren't as broken, as screwed up as you are, who haven't sinned as much as you have. I mean, you're disqualified, man. You're disqualified because you're just a wreck and you're a failure and you're not good and you're never going to be any good. Those are all lies from the sewer, man. Those are lies from the mouth of the liar of all liars, the deceiver. He's after your identity. He does not want you to think for one minute that you can come to comprehend the thoughts of God. Because if you do, in the spirit, it will change you. And he will have to let go of every square inch of your mind, heart, body, soul, strength. He will not be able to enslave you. And you'll come into freedom. You'll come into the dignity that comes from God. He'll try to drag you back down into the sewer. And he'll try to tell you, no, 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 you didn't earn this. Look at your past history. What have you done to deserve this? What are you doing now to deserve this? Well, what you can do in that case, friend, is stop dialoguing with him. Don't listen to him. Because it's easy for us, because of our fallenness, because of our pride, we're so aware of what we've done wrong. We've been under condemnation for so long that when he starts to speak these lies into us, we start dialoguing with him and we believe it. You say, well, I guess he's right. I mean, how can I argue? I'm a schlep. I've sinned. I'm full of all kinds of compromise and hypocrisy, and I failed at the big things in life, and there just isn't any hope for me. That's where he wants you to get to. So you fall into despair and you give up. He does not want you to listen to the storyline that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. So he'll keep you busy. He'll keep you self-important. He'll fill your life with experiences and constant distractions. He'll do whatever it takes. He'll give you the kingdoms of this world, if that's what needs to be done to keep you away from discovering this truth in the Spirit, that you are a child of God and you've been given a relationship of love, the relationship between the Father and the Son, the core of all reality. You've been drawn into this, and God himself calls you his beloved. And the gift he's given you, this salvation, this redemption, this gift of relationship with God is a free gift he's given to you in Jesus. You can't earn it. He comes to you exactly in your stink and in your sin and your brokenness. He knows exactly who you are. And he says, I love you. I'm here to save you. Just say yes to me and come with me and let me give you a kingdom. Right? Friends, say yes to him. Stop the dialogue with the enemy. Turn to Christ. Don't agree with the enemy any longer. Align your mind with Christ. Take the lens that God, Jesus wants to give you, a new lens to see your life, to see you the way the Father sees you, the way Jesus knows the Father sees him. That's what he wants you to be able to experience. That's amazing. That will absolutely change your life. Don't forget about the free booklet, What Happens When I Die. It'll come to you at the end of the program. Friends, I hope you can join me again next week. God bless you and have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.